Hello and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. The entrepreneur journey is usually an epic odyssey. I recently visited a local California farmer's market and met Clyde, the owner of the Desert Olive Farms booth. Clyde looks like your quintessential cowboy, but as we talked, I got the sense that this guy had seen more than just a few rodeos. Like many of the great masters of reinvention, Clyde started out early. He ran away from home at 14 and never looked back, reinventing himself after an unfortunate childhood. His first job was as a lettuce cutter. Yeah, that's a job. And then at a grain mill. After learning what makes grain grow best, Clyde started a successful chicken manure business. When that enterprise dried up, the livestock experience led Clyde to the pig business. Pigs led to cows, and cows became a 25,000-head, $9 million enterprise. Clyde was king of the cowboys and had the cash to prove it, writing his phone number on a $100 bill and giving it to Gracie, a pretty girl who smiled at him at the county fair. Clyde later took on a business partner and settled into what would certainly be his last rodeo. In 1991, Clyde's business partner took all their money to the bank, a Swiss bank. Clyde lost everything. Though shaken, he was still resolute. "Failure is the only way to success," he told Gracie, now his wife, the night they discovered that all their money was gone. With his cow experience, Clyde went to work for a mentor in the milk bottling business. Milk bottles led to juice bottles, which led to water bottles, which moved Clyde at 56 to start his own bottling company. He co-partnered with one of the biggest grocers in the country and built a $10 million per year business. Surely this was Clyde's final ride. But there was no way of knowing the grocer giant would declare bankruptcy at the height of the recession. The devastating blow forced Clyde to sell his company's assets at 25 cents on the dollar, relinquish his multi-million dollar mansion at a bank auction, and with Gracie at his side, start all over again. That's when Clyde found olives. At 65 years old, Clyde went to school for the first time to become a master miller. He took what he learned about olives, combined it with what he knew about bottling, cut out the middleman, and now sells the most delicious, highly profitable bottles of olive oil you'll ever taste. No partners, no retailers. Clyde and Gracie are building this business one farmer's market at a time. Since 2013, Desert Olive Farms has gone from zero to $250,000 in annual sales, and all signs point towards another multi-million dollar success. And in a slow and steady drawl, Clyde will tell you, "I'm just getting started." My mentor Jim Rohn always said, "It's not the direction of the wind, but the set of the sails that determines your success." Clyde may appear to be your quintessential cowboy, but I believe, like all great reinventors, he's a sailor at heart, and so should you. In the pages of this month's issue, you will find many stories and strategies from the great reinventors of our time. Cowboys and sailors, men and women, who see opportunity in the wild terrain, and when the winds shift, they simply adjust the set of their sails and glide to their next victory. On this CD in particular, we're going to set sail with two wild adventurers who are both on their epic odyssey. First will be Tim Ferriss, who you might know as, quote, "the world's best human guinea pig," as Newsweek described him. Tim is a self-described lifestyle designer who uses his own life and body as a giant experiment, which is in fact what his highly rated TV show is called, The Tim Ferriss Experiment. Then we will sail with Dan McLaughlin, who quit his day job to play 10,000 hours of golf to challenge K. Anders Ericsson's Cambridge Handbook of Expertise and Expert Performance that says talent is way overrated and that through 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, anyone can be good, really good, at virtually anything, even golf. Sound like a good time? All right, then let's sail away. Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could be. Just a dream and the wind to carry me, and soon I will be free. Sorry, had a little Christopher Cross moment there. Let's sail. Okay, Well, as always, know that you can count on success to be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.